From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Friday, July 24th, and here are today's stories. The new Sioux Falls mayor, who received endorsements from both GOP runoff candidates for governor, is endorsing the incumbent governor, Jackson Dirks reports.
Christine Erickson is endorsing Governor Larry Rodin ahead of Tuesday's GOP gubernatorial runoff. Erickson says it's important, as mayor of Sioux Falls, to cultivate good relationships at the state level.
Those legislators and those serving in office, to include the governor, is so critical for the success of Sioux Falls. So today I stand before you and pledge my support to Governor Larry Rodin, who will be our next governor here in South Dakota.
Erickson recently won a tight race for Sioux Falls mayor in a race that became political, despite being a nonpartisan office. When asked why she's endorsing in a divisive governor's race, coming off a divisive mayoral race, Erickson says she doesn't sit on the sidelines very well.
That's important for me, and it's important for the relationships of Sioux Falls to keep moving Sioux Falls forward.
Both Rodin and his opponent in the Republican primary, Aberdeen businessman Toby Doden, threw their support behind Erickson during the mayoral runoff election over Jamie Smith. Smith's a known Democrat during his time in state politics. SDPB reached out to Doden regarding the endorsement. In a statement, he says he endorsed Erickson because it was the right thing to do. Allowing Sioux Falls to fall to Democrat control would have undoubtedly been a disaster. Doden noted that he's far more conservative than Christine, and their political and cultural differences. He claimed that Erickson endorsed Rodin, quote, because her donors and those that have funded her political career are forcing her to do it. I understand the political game and how it works. No hard feelings. Despite Erickson endorsing Rodin, Doden says as governor, he plans to find ways to work together and keep Sioux Falls safe and affordable for everyone. During the primary election, Doden received the most votes in Minnehaha County, which houses the majority of Sioux Falls. Rodin finished last of four candidates. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
Rapid City Mayor Jason Salomon is again proposing reducing the city's budget for the upcoming year, this time to the tune of about $25 million. It's the second year in a row the Salomon administration has aimed to decrease the overall municipal budget. CJ Keene reports.
Rapid City Mayor Jason Salomon announced the $312 million budget this week at the Rapid City Common Council meeting, a total the mayor says the city can be proud of while still functioning. Salomon explains the second round of proposed municipal cuts.
You'll see we're doing a lot of remarkable things. What accounts for that is obviously responsible budgeting. We've been able to hold the line on our budgeting, but obviously we've also had some reductions in our capital expenses as well. That make up that difference, particularly at the airport, water reclamation, and others. So I want to make sure I point that out. That's a big deal.
Salomon, who is a pastor when not working as mayor, quoted the book of Matthew when highlighting what he sees as Rapid City's ongoing boom.
The wisest that ever lived among us said, you can tell a tree by its fruit. And the fruit of Rapid City is strong. And I want to share a few things with you. So we have a lot happening here. We have a boom happening in Rapid City. We see that in our building permits. We see it in this last year when we finally announced a brand new hospital coming to town.
While Rapid City is indeed continuing to grow population-wise and sees frequent record-breaking months for building permits, there are still challenges facing the community. Most notably, in the last year, battles over TIF districts led to the apparent killing of a theme park Salomon had backed after opponents from diverse political backgrounds rose in oppositions. Ultimately, though, Salomon says the city's healthy.
Of course we have challenges, but I am very proud of the work that you see in Rapid City. It is undeniable.
No action was taken on the budget, and the council did not make comments. The city has until the end of September to finalize and pass two votes on a formal budget. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News. And visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.